A glint of light edges the letter O. The capital letters draw near, giving way to a bright light. Over white, blue letters bounce into formation and spell out Sony Pictures Animation. Text appears over black, Transylvania. 1897. Small lights appear from darkness. Rapidly approaching, a train emerges from a pitch-black tunnel. On board, a portly conductor enters a cabin and walks down the aisle between passengers.
Budapest! Budapest! The next stop, Budapest! Budapest is the next stop, Budapest! Tickets, ladies!
Whoop, here you go!
Here's mine!
And mine!
Mine too!
Here you go!
Disguised as women, Dracula sits with the group.
Thank you, young man!
Man, I hate wearing disguises. These heels are killing me!
Okay, take it down a notch. We don't want to alarm the humans.
Psst, Drac.
A blonde boy gapes at the monsters.
I'm about to freak out!
You're a nice kitty.
Dracula uses magic.
I'm und kitty cat! Meow, meow!
The boy licks his hand. A stout, mustached man with tall blonde hair kicks the door open and aims a high-tech weapon.
Oh no, not this clown again.
Good evening, travelers. I am Professor Abraham Van Helsing. Yes, one of the Van Helsings. For centuries, my family has protected humanity from the evils of monsters. So you can believe me when I tell you there are monsters hiding amongst you.
A man's chicken squawks.
But fear not, for I am a professional, and I know how to flesh out these beasts and bring them into the light! Fire fist!
Van Helsing lights a match. Panicked, Frank flees. Dracula and the others follow. Van Helsing fires energy from his weapon. The energy beams shoot out of the cabin. Frank climbs onto the train's roof, followed by his friends. Van Helsing chases the monsters. Murray holds his high heels as he runs. Van Helsing fires an energy beam, nearly hitting the group. Stopping, Dracula glances between the monsters and Van Helsing. He turns to his friends.
Sorry, guys!
Dracula pushes them off the train. The monsters crash into trees in the woods. On the train, Van Helsing chases Dracula to the last car.
Finally! First I kill Dracula, and then the rest of the monsters!
Why do you keep doing this? Your dad, your grandfather, your great-great-granny.
I defeated them all! When will you Van Helsings ever learn to let go of the hate?
Never! Because you monsters are a...
Dracula becomes a mouse.
Squeak, squeak!
But a mouse?
Van Helsing hits a wall as the train enters a tunnel.
You can't run from me, Prince of Darkness! I will hunt you for all eternity!
Glimpses show Van Helsing hunting Dracula.
I swear I will never rest until I destroy you!
He fails repeatedly.
Every other monster! If it's the last thing I ever do!
Van Helsing falls off a cliff into the ocean. Dracula watches.
Boy, that guy is annoying. Maybe one day there will be a place where monsters can go to get away from it all. Take a vacation. Who knows? Maybe even get married. Wouldn't that be something?
Grimacing, Van Helsing slowly sinks underwater. He swings his arms furiously. Under a stormy sky, a quick-moving view glides over the ocean. Sony Pictures Animation presents... Hotel Transylvania 3. A Monster Vacation. Present day. At Hotel Transylvania, a zombie band performs. Monster guests glance back from their seats. Standing at a wedding altar, a monster covered in spikes looks nervous and sweats. Wearing a headset, Dracula looks concerned. In the seats, Wayne holds mini werewolf pups.
Okay. Oh, when is this thing starting?
Aw, you made them cry, Wayne.
Oh, except this little one.
That's Sunny. She doesn't cry.
She bites off Frank's finger.
She bites.
Dracula stands near the groom.
This is a very special moment. Carl. Any second, your beautiful bride is going to walk right down the aisle.
Dracula's smile fades.
Oh, no, Drac. She's not coming.
Oh, don't worry. Mavis is with her. I'm sure everything is under control.
He turns away.
Maybe. Is everything under control?
Yep. Just a slight case of pre-wedding jitters.
Spike shoots from the prickly bride. A spike knocks off Eunice's wig, and she quickly puts it back on. Another spike pierces a can of hairspray. Dracula listens with his headset.
Yep, everything is fine. Please try to relax, Lucy. I've taken care of everything. The wedding is going to be perfect.
It's not that. Just, how do I know I'm doing the right thing?
A spike launches as Lucy blows her nose.
I know just how you feel. The day I married Johnny was the best day of my life, but I was so nervous.
Not as nervous as I was.
And you should have seen my dad. He was a mess.
I wouldn't get out of my coffin that night.
But he knew it was meant to be. It doesn't matter where you come from or how different you are. A zing only happens once in your life, and you have to cherish it.
Lucy's expression softens. The bridesmaids smile.
You're right! Thank you!
Mavis narrowly dodges spikes as Lucy hugs her.
Okay.
In the chapel, Blobby officiates Carl and Lucy's wedding.
I do.
I do.
The guests cheer as the newlyweds kiss. Dracula and Mavis watch.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I thought we locked him in his room.
We did!
Dennis and Winnie ride Tinkles.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Papa.
Dennis!
Tinkles was crying, so we let him out.
The giant puppy shakes his head, flinging slobber around the wedding hall. The gooey slobber covers Griffin's invisible form. Tinkles plows through the rows of seats.
Tinkles, sit!
Tinkles halts, looking guilty. Dennis and Winnie slide off the dog's back. Dracula hooks a leash to Tinkles' collar.
Whose idea was it to let Dennis have a puppy?
Yours?
All right.
Poor Tinkles.
Dennis? Look, honey, I know you love Tinkles, but we're not allowed to bring our dogs, our pets, everywhere, okay?
Okay.
In a reception hall, Monsters dance as Johnny DJs.
DJ Jazz and Johnny in the house! It's time to welcome the happy couple, Mr. and Mrs. Prickles!
Carl and Lucy share an intimate dance on the glimmering dance floor.
The bride and groom invite everyone to join them on the dance floor.
Standing alone, Dracula wears a somber expression. Someone pokes him.
Care to dance?
Dracula turns to a slim monster with sewn together body parts. His friends watch.
Is that her?
Ooh, watch out now. She got stitches in all the right places.
Okay, there's no way that is related to you, Frank.
Well, she's my right arm's cousin.
Frank's cousin reveals her bulky arm and grabs Dracula.
Oh, I see it now.
Frank wanted me to meet you. We're arm cousins. Twice removed.
She spins Dracula.
Of course. I'd recognize that bicep anywhere.
He thought since we're both single, we might hit it off. Maybe go on a date.
Date? Oh, well, it's just that...
Dracula uses magic to mess with Johnny's DJ equipment.
Whoa! The DJ booth is a sacred space!
I love this song!
Frank's cousin pumps her large arm.
Don't you? Dracula? Oh, where we go? Dracula?
Nearby, Dracula hides with his friends.
What's the matter, Drac? You didn't like her?
No offense, but you can't be too picky. You haven't had a date in 100 years.
Look, guys, I appreciate your concern, but it's not up to me. You only zing once, and I did.
Times have changed, buddy. You can even find someone to zing with on your phone now.
What? Really? Oh, no. I'm far too busy. I have Mavis and Dennis in the hotel and blah, blah, blah.
Did you guys hear that? He actually said blah, blah, blah.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
Alone in the attic, Dracula presses a button on his smartphone.
What can I help you with, Lord of Darkness?
I'm looking for a zing.
Okay, changing phone ring.
No, I'm looking for a date.
The date is Friday, July 13th.
No, I want to meet someone.
Understood, you want to eat dim sum.
Are you kidding me right now? Don't you get it? I want to go on a date. I'm lonely.
I understand. You want baloney.
Mavis glances down a hall toward an open door. Dracula swipes through photos in a dating app.
Well, look at that there. Come on. Too many eyes. Too few eyes. Not into tentacles.
Match found? No!
First things first.
Whoa!
I'm not into games. You better have a job, and my cats have to like you.
Mavis quietly climbs the stairs to the attic. She pokes her head into the room.
Dad?
Oh, Mavis! Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just checking on the honeymoon suite, and I heard something.
Oh, I'm sorry, my little bedbug. I was just cleaning the attic.
Dracula zips around the room, dusting various spots.
So dirty.
Who is that?
Are you on the phone?
What, this? I was just trying to find a maid to help me with the mess.
A maid? Who do you think?
Thank you. I'll check your references and get back to you. Goodbye.
Mavis eyes her father, who continues dusting.
Dad, stop trying to hide it from me.
Hide? Who? I mean, what? Me?
Yes, and I know what it is.
Really?
You're stressed out from working too hard.
Oh, okay, yes, you got me. Hey, it's a big hotel, you know. Can't get to everything. But what about you? You're pretty busy yourself.
I know. It seems like now that we're working together more, we're seeing each other less.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. I am working too much. You're working too much. We should really take a break, starting right now. Night-night.
He shuts Mavis out of the attic, and she walks away. Dracula slouches.
Oh.
I'm still here.
With a somber look, Mavis enters her room. Near the television, Johnny and Dennis sleep with Tinkles. Mavis smiles.
Aww.
She sits beside them.
Oh, hey, honey. You ready for date night?
Aw, that's okay, sweetheart. You rest.
Mavis stares off.
You know, Dad's right. We need a break. We need to all be together again. Like a family. Like we used to.
She picks up the TV remote.
Are you overworked and stressed out? Do you need some family time? Are you a monster? Then you need a vacation. A monster vacation.
Mavis smiles. Now a commercial jet flies through the sky.
Welcome aboard, Gremlin Air.
Flying nearby, a rickety green plane spews black smoke. A white gooey liquid hits the cockpit window. The co-pilot climbs outside and smears the substance around. In the cabin, gremlins toss luggage and wreak havoc. A gremlin wearing makeup and a wig addresses the passengers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the front of the cabin. For your safety, please unbuckle your seatbelts.
A one-eyed monster unbuckles its belt and flies out of the plane.
In the likely event we experience a sudden drop in cabin pressure, oxygen will be provided.
A gremlin lowers and blows into a monster's mouth.
Can I stow that for you, sir?
All right, thanks.
The gremlin tosses the luggage out the window.
Beverages!
The snack cart breaks a monster's arm, then hits a large fly. The cart runs over a Yeti's foot.
Coffee!
That would be lovely.
The gremlin pours coffee on Murray. Seated by Mavis, Dracula fidgets.
Mavis, please, you're torturing me. You know I hate surprises.
This is a fun surprise.
There are no fun surprises. Just tell me where we're going. Why are we on a plane? We can fly, you know.
Back in my day, people took trains. Now that's classy.
Sure, Dad. 40 hours in a closet-sized room with you and Uncle Bernie and his smelly cigars, arguing who was more attractive, Cleopatra or Nefertiti.
Oh, Nefertiti.
Okay, Dad. Thank you. Mavis, this is such an amazing surprise. I can't wait to spend time with the people I love most. But I beg of you, tell me where we're going!
Nope. I've taken care of everything, so you don't need to worry. You've been so stressed out lately. It's time for you to to relax.
Mavis leans Dracula's seat back. She gives him headphones, a neck pillow, a sleeping mask, slippers, and a blanket. Mavis wipes lotion on his face.
Now isn't that better?
Oh, yes. So relaxed.
Johnny looks anxious. Dennis turns to Winnie.
I'm gonna go check on you-know-who.
I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom.
Hey, did you see that?
Dennis went to the bathroom!
Okay.
Dennis sneaks into the luggage compartment.
Psst, hey, where are you?
Looking scared, Tinkles emerges within the pile of suitcases.
There you are, Tinkles. Don't worry, we'd never leave you home alone.
Okay, folks, you're free to move about the cabin as we have started our descent.
A gremlin hammers on the plane's exterior and a part explodes. The plane plummets. It spirals out of control as parts and panels fly off. In the cockpit, the gremlin pilot removes a steaming teacup from a dirty microwave.
So, any big plans for the weekend then, Bill?
Oh, you know, the usual. Gotta take the kids to soccer.
The two gremlins calmly sip their tea. An exterior view shows the exposed passenger cabin.
Beverages. Snacks, beverages.
The plane crashes into the ocean. The gremlin pilot steered the tattered plane to the surface.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've arrived at our destination, the Bermuda Triangle.
A stack of wrecked ships sits inside a triangular trench in the middle of the ocean. A mystical green light glows within the triangle. The plane floats toward the waterfall at the pit's edge. The passengers stare in wonder. The plane tips over the waterfall and plunges. Landing in the triangle, the plane floats to the tower of stacked ships. The passengers disembark onto a ramp and ascend toward an opening at the bottom of the stack. A rising view takes in the many rusted abandoned vessels. A large ship sits atop the tower. Inside, the monsters arrive at a door. It opens, revealing a fish with human feet wearing a white tuxedo. The monsters stare.
Welcome to the Bermuda Triangle, where you'll embark on a monster cruise of a lifetime.
A massive cruise ship approaches from the sea.
A cruise?
Surprise!
Oh, no, 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 no.
What? It's just like a hotel on the water.
I just figured you need a vacation from running everyone else's vacation. You've barely been out of the hotel since Mom died. But this is a chance to make new memories with all of us. With Dennis.
Johnny and Dennis stare.
Boat!
A warm smile spreads on Dracula's face.
Who made you such an amazing daughter?
You.
That's right. What a father I am. Come on, Denise Beach, let's get cruising!
Yay!
Riding broomsticks, three witches fly toward the cruise ship. As passengers board the cruise ship, the witches fly overhead. They zoom into the ship's grand entryway. A large design features a Greek hero shaking hands with a sea monster. A staff of identical fishmen with human feet marches down a staircase carrying trays. The ship's anchor retracts from the water. Smoke billows from its smokestacks. The towering cruise ship navigates away from the Bermuda Triangle and out to sea. A word on the front of the ship reads, Legacy. The werewolf family stands in front of a photo backdrop that reads, Welcome aboard.
Okay. Smile.
The many pups briefly smile.
Thank you.
The witches zip along a deck. One by one, they stop at lounge chairs. With the snap of their fingers, they magically change into bathing suits. The last witch's broom kicks her off.
Ow! No pets allowed.
Dennis and Winnie dress Tinkles in a giant trench coat. They pull the collar up to cover the puppy's face. Flying in his bat form, Dennis puts a small fedora on the dog's head.
Perfect.
The friends perform a handshake. Winnie sneaks in a kiss and Dennis looks nervous.
Welcome aboard. How are you doing?
Dennis, come on.
They lead Tinkles to a fishman at a podium.
Oh, hello. Welcome aboard.
The fishman looks at the giant puppy in disguise. The fishman looks at Dennis.
This is Bob. Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Tinkles talks. The staff member's eyes widen when the trio hurries past him. Elsewhere, Griffin and the Invisible Woman lead Dracula and the group.
Oh my gosh, Griffin. I'm like so excited. This is like the nicest hotel I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Man, this is amazing. There's so much to do. Olympic-sized swimming pool. All you can eat buffet.
A skeleton slides food and items through its body.
Full service spa. Ooh, I'm gonna get me a seaweed rewrap.
Wow, it sounds like everything we can do at our hotel.
Except on the water!
Fireworks explode above the ship. Still in disguise, Tinkles gets scared and scurries under his staircase. The passengers gaze up in awe. Dennis picks up Winnie.
Wow!
You nailed it, honey. Your dad is going to love this! Best summer vacation ever!
Wait till you see the itinerary.
Oh, that's nice.
Frank, fire bad, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Maybe you'll find your own fireworks on the cruise, huh?
It's not the love boat, Frank. I'm just here to have fun with my family.
Wearing a white uniform, a blonde woman leaps off the upper deck and swings on a rope over the passengers. She lands on a beam.
Ahoy there! Welcome aboard! Bienvenido! Welcome in! Dobro pozdravod! Huanyen!
Bigfoot growls.
Whoa! Who is that?
Twinkling purple light shimmers in Dracula's eyes as he stares at the blonde.
I am Captain Erica. And yes, I'm human, but don't hold that against me. I could not be more excited to have all of you on board our first ever monster cruise!
A goofy smile spreads on Dracula's face as he stares at Erica. His chest thumps.
Woo! Dad, are you okay?
Inni, finni, fanni, unawawa?
Oh no, he's having a heart attack!
Drac? Not likely.
Yeah, the only heart attack that can hurt him is with a wooden stake.
It must be a stroke!
Actually, I think it might be her.
Ow! Watch where you're pointing, mister. I'm right here.
You always stand so close to me. It's creepy.
For so long, monsters were hiding, living in the shadows. But not anymore! You stood up and waved your hand, or claw, or tentacle, and said, "We're here, we're hairy, and it is our right to be scary!" Now it's time to celebrate! You'll enjoy gourmet dining, thrilling adventures, and non-stop entertainment all on the way to our final destination, the lost city that isn't lost anymore, Atlantis!
Fishmen parade out performing acrobatic moves. Dennis and Winnie join in.
Oh, yeah!
Woo-hoo! Whoa! The fish are acrobats! They're fishcrobats!
Johnny and Mavis leap away. Dracula's eyes reflect Erica.
Hello, how y'all doing? So, you must be the one and only Dracula.
Erica steps close.
I have waited so long to meet you. Wow, you really don't age, do you? I would kill for your skin.
Dubide shula kubide?
Oh, you're speaking Transylvanian. Oh, always wanted to learn. Dubide shula kubide?
Kubide.
Kubide?
Kubide?
Kubide.
Dubide shula kubide.
Dula de shula kubide. Oh, such a romantic language. You know, there's just something about an accent that makes a man sound so intelligent.
Ellie Boo Boo.
That's Transylvanian right there. He's saying it's nice to meet you.
Well then, Ellie Boo Boo to you as well.
The friends rush off.
Drac, snap out of it.
Wait, I've always wanted to do this.
Griffin throws a drink at Dracula and slaps him.
Snap out of it.
Hey, cut it out. Hey, buddy, you okay?
No, not okay. Not okay. I think.
Dracula smiles. Wide and aerial views show the cruise ship as it travels across the ocean. Some passengers hang out on the ship's main deck. In a ballroom, a band of fishmen in red jackets plays instruments. The bandmates wear dull expressions.
I went to the moped store, I said, sell it. Salesman's like, what up, what's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said, I got the one for you, follow me.
Monsters dance and sip drinks.
A chromed out mirror, I got
on the deck, Vlad strolls past the lounging witches. They sit up and peer over their sunglasses. The elderly vampire wears a skimpy swimsuit.
It's a lovely day today.
Nevada. Thank you. Vlad takes a deep breath, expanding his flabby chest. He spreads out a towel.
Here we go.
The witches check out his butt. Vlad stretches one leg over the lounge chair, then slowly settles into it. He waves at the witches with his toes. Elsewhere, a one-eyed monster uses a shuffleboard cue to push a disc. It stops perfectly within the head of a drawn outline of a human body. As the ship sways, Lobby wobbles and turns purple. He vomits a green puddle. It forms a baby blob with eyes and arms, then hugs Blobby. Surrounded by their countless rowdy pups, Wayne and Wanda ascend to an upper deck. Other monsters flee. The exhausted parents stop and gaze at a colorful doorway. Wayne reads a sign.
Kids Club. What's a kid's club?
Inside the club, monster children play. Wayne and Wanda stand at the front desk, attended by a fish man.
Fish.
That's right, dear.
I'm still not sure I understand. You take my kids all day on purpose?
Fish.
That's right. What exactly don't you understand?
Why? No.
So they can have a great time and... you can have a great time.
Wayne sniffles.
Fish.
Oh, don't worry. You get them back at the end of the day.
He frowns.
Fish.
Oh, well. That's better than nothing.
Werewolf pups swarm through the door and overwhelm the fish man. Wide-eyed, Wayne and Wanda leave the kids' club.
So, what do we do now?
I think we do whatever we want.
Whatever we want?
Whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Whatever we want. Whatever we want. Whatever we want.
Stop! Help me!
Whatever we want. Whatever we want. Whatever we want.
A dragon-like monster with multiple heads faces Erica.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Good evening, Captain.
Well, hello. Oh, my goodness. Would you mind lifting your tail? You
know? Oh, certainly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Erica goes into a hallway.
Oh, hello.
Welcome aboard.
She waits for a guest to leave, then slips past a wall panel functioning as a secret door. The captain descends a staircase into the lower levels of the ship. She proceeds through a dimly lit area with a tense stare. Erica slides down a ladder and continues onto a walkway. She slides down a pole and arrives at a door. Erica enters a room and faces a painting of Van Helsing.
Oh, you are so right, great-grandfather. Monsters are disgusting.
They're animals.
With a clunky mechanical contraption for a body, Van Helsing rolls out of the shadows. The old man pushes a lever. Dark smoke billows from an exhaust pipe. The contraption slowly rolls toward Erica, who looks bored. The elderly man sports thin gray hair on his face and head.
I'll be right there!
The contraption stops. Van Helsing works the controls and he arrives at Erica.
Dracula, is he on board?
Yes, I saw him, face to face. Ugh, I was so nice to him. That pale face of his and his goofy smile showing off his fangs. Oh, it's just like you taught me.
It's even worse than I feared. It was that fateful night that I realized a human could never defeat a monster.
He recalls falling into the ocean as Dracula looks on. More flashbacks appear.
But I wouldn't let our family legacy die. And so I began to search for an answer. And I saw it in an ancient text. An instrument of destruction, so powerful it destroyed Atlantis. A whole city of monsters. And there, deep within the rubble, it lay, waiting. Endlessly, I searched for the lost city.
time passed and my body began to fail me.
Oh, it was so sad, Erica. First my liver, then my spleen, followed by a kidney or two. My golden locks. But I wouldn't let that stop me. I replaced my failing organs with technology! And look at me now. Oh, girl, it's an improvement, really.
Sure.
They view a map.
And now, after 120 years, I have finally found Atlantis.
Ugh, forget about all this! Let me get rid of Dracula right now! I was so close to him, I couldn't just...
No, 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 no! We have to stick to the plan. Lure the monsters to Atlantis, retrieve the instrument of destruction, trap them there, and then wipe them out. It's simple, Erica. Now promise me you won't try and kill Dracula.
Fine! I promise.
Promise what?
I promise I won't try and kill Dracula, okay?
Van Helsing sleeps. Erica taps on a gauge on his mechanical body. Its arrow points to nap time.
Don't worry, great-grandfather. I won't try and kill him. I will kill him.
In his room, Dracula puts on a long black sock. He puts on fancy white shoes and a floral shirt. Wearing small white shorts and a confident smile, he pulls up the shirt's collar. Put your pinky raise up to the moon. Dracula dances along the deck. Other monsters watch. What y'all trying to do? 24-karat magic. Erica sneaks out of the hidden door. Spotting Dracula, she acts casual as he dances by without noticing her. Erica spots a flare gun and grins. Dracula does a split next to Blobby, who joins him in dancing along the deck. Behind them, Erica hides in a vent pipe and fires the flare gun. Blobby slides behind Dracula and the flare hits him instead. Launching high into the air, Blobby explodes like a firework. He lands and reforms next to Dracula, then continues dancing. Frustrated, Erica slips away. As the pair dances under a hanging lifeboat, Erica cuts a rope. The boat falls on Blobby. Erica chuckles, then spots Dracula and Blobby both unharmed. A crane lifts a cargo container as Dracula and Blobby dance by. Controlling the crane, Erica swings the container at them. Dracula steps forward to watch dolphins in the sea, and the container hits Blobby. Blobby falls into the ocean and passes under the ship. The propeller sucks up Blobby and flings him out of the water. Dracula dances down the deck. Blobby lands on him. Dracula continues dancing with the blob stuck on his head. Erica folds her arms angrily. Dracula dances by the pool. Mavis spots him.
Work it, Dracula.
You know it.
Oh, looking good, Drac.
Feeling good, Frank.
Look at you, so fancy.
What, this, please?
Ooh, dressed to impress, huh?
Impress? Oh, who do I need to impress?
Hey, isn't that Captain Erica?
Oh, God, no, but this!
Dracula hides in a lounge chair.
Oops, no, not her.
Very amusing.
With a nervous grin, Dracula lies down on the lounge chair. His friends look concerned. Dracula slumps.
Sorry, Drac. You know, it's just, we've never seen you like this.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. You can't zing twice. It's impossible. But I did, so now what? And what about Mavis?
She wants you to be happy, right? I'm sure she'll go with the flow.
Oh, no. Mavis needs me. She depends on me. I need to be home with my family.
Hey, Murray here may be from Egypt, but you're the one in denial. You guys get that? Ow! You hit me right in the...
Mavis!
Dracula leans close to his friends.
Don't say a word or I'll haunt your dreams.
He goes to Mavis.
Having fun?
Oh, I'm having even more fun now that you're here.
You know, Dad, I feel really lucky to have this time with you. All of us together, it's really special.
Me too, Spider Monkey.
Now, are you ready for me to destroy you in Monster Ball?
Woohoo! Monster Ball!
Come on, Papa Drac!
Oh, bring it on, for I am king of family fun!
In the pool,
All right, who is ready to get pummeled?
The monster ball trembles.
I gotta warn you, I played second team co-ed intramural volleyball at Santa Cruz.
Sure, pal. Whatever you say.
Everybody, just please, watch the hair. Watch the hair!
Oh, let's go! Let's do this!
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be so much fun.
Get ready! Here comes the pain!
Murray hits the ball over the net. Vlad bumps it toward Eunice.
Not the hair! Not the hair!
Johnny ducks. Mavis dives and hits the ball up for Dracula to spike.
No!
Water splashes on Eunice's hair. Spying from a vent pipe, Erica frowns.
Captain Erica, you are needed on deck.
Next up, bye-bye, Dracula.
In the pool, Murray serves the ball. Growling, Vlad bears his fangs at the ball, causing it to flee back over the net. Mavis hits the ball high in the air. The frightened ball falls back toward the pool. In slow motion, Frank leaps into the air and prepares for a spike. Erica switches on a microphone. Frank strikes the ball, which catches on fire.
Oh, baby, I got this.
Hey there, monsters.
Dracula gets distracted and the flaming ball hits him.
Yeah! What I say!
The ball covers Dracula's head.
We are arriving at our first destination.
In the ocean, a dark cloud erupts from the water near the cruise ship.
The underwater volcano! Everyone, grab your scuba gear and get ready to explore the wonders of the sea. Especially you, Count Dracula.
Dracula looks anxious. Dennis swims by Mavis, who chuckles.
You see that now? She likes you.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a zing in full effect.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm just here to have family fun. Family fun.
Now a purple monster puts goggles over its many eyes. Blobby puts on goggles and they squeeze his gelatinous head. Erica enters a small submersible. She grabs the steering wheel. On deck, Dracula and his family march awkwardly in their scuba gear and flippers. Erica presses a red button and gauges fluctuate. On deck, a fishman tries to place an oxygen tank on a spiky monster. A spike pierces the tank and it launches into the air with the fishman. In the submersible, Erica pulls a lever and turns a wheel valve. The monsters jump over the side of the cruise ship. Bigfoot causes a giant splash as the others fall toward the ocean. Underwater, a fishman guide swims past the guests.
Right this way, everyone.
They follow the guide. The guide leads them toward the erupting underwater volcano. Bright lava leaks over the sides and a dark cloud rises from the peak.
Welcome to one of the true wonders of the underwater kingdom. I give you Volcano del Fuego. Or as the local sea life call it.
Dracula and his family follow the guide. Behind them, a hatch in the cruise ship opens. In the small submersible, Erica wears a menacing look. She uses foot pedals. Shaped like a fish, the submersible emerges. Orange stripes cover the yellow body. Erica peeks out of a small domed window atop the craft. She pedals the submersible toward the underwater volcano. Swimming among the colorful reef, Dennis observes a tiny fish and follows it. Dracula swims after Dennis. A shark bites over the tiny fish and Dennis flees. Dracula looks the shark in the eyes and uses magic. Dennis comes face to face with the now smiling shark. Dracula rides the predator, which releases the tiny fish. Dennis climbs onto the shark and they swim forward. Steering her submersible, Erica looks around. She spots Mavis standing atop a giant whale. Johnny clings to the whale's tail as it swims. The whale glides near the volcano. Erica speeds away in her fish submersible. A tiny, colorful seahorse floats past Dracula's goggles. He smiles, then mimics the seahorse's movement. Johnny, Mavis, and Dennis copy him. Nearby, Erica watches the family with a menacing grin. She pulls a lever, and wooden stakes emerge from the front of the sub. She targets the family. Her eyes widen. She watches a manta ray circle the family. Dracula mimics the Ray's movements and his family members laugh. Erica smiles as she watches.
Aw, what a cute family.
What? No, it's not. Oh, Dracula bad! Dracula bad!
She presses a red button, firing the wooden stakes. They miss Dracula as he swims alongside the manta ray. Erica presses the red button repeatedly. More stakes shoot across the water, missing Dracula. A school of yellow fish with orange stripes emerges and swims past the family. Resembling Erica's submersible, the fish swim toward it. Erica looks around at the small fish, then spots Dracula and his family approaching. She wears an alarmed look and struggles to turn the sub. Erica pedals frantically. She notices Dracula holding the sub's tail. He puts his arm around the craft and poses for a picture. Erica discreetly ejects from the sub as Mavis snaps a photo. Mavis spots part of Erica's legs in the corner of the photo. Mavis furrows her brow. Nearby, Frank's belly shakes. He turns to Griffin and points to his mouth. Murray and Griffin reluctantly follow Frank. Erica quickly swims back to the ship's open hatch. Inside, she emerges in a pool. Erica climbs out. Nearby, Frank, Griffin, and Murray pop up in another pool.
Frank, we just ate. I can't believe you're hungry already.
I'm sorry. You know what it is? It's all just all that seafood just swimming around. And when I see food...
Oh, man! I'm gone.
Oh, Dracula, 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 Dracula! Dracula, Dracula! It gets so close, but it's almost like he's teasing me. I can't stand it anymore. I have to get him.
Dracula's friends share excited looks and hurry off. Stuck in Blobby's body, fish try to move. Blobby wiggles and squeezes them out. Vlad dries himself as the witches look on.
Boy, that underwater volcano looks hot.
Dracula and his family stand nearby. Still in disguise, Tinkles approaches them.
Huh? Oh, hi, Bob. Right, we promised you we'd play, ping pong now.
Dennis, who is this?
It's our friend Bob. Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Tinkles talks.
Okay, time to go play ping pong.
Winnie and Dennis leave. Dracula's friends hurry across the deck to him.
Hey, boys, where's the fire?
Well, Griffin here, he
has something to tell you.
Me? I got this bite on my hand, and since, you know, you're a biting expert, I thought you could take
it. Yeah, come on over here.
The light is back.
Mavis watches them go.
Okay.
Nearby.
Okay, what is going on? You guys are acting weirder than normal, and your normal is pretty weird.
You are not going to believe what we heard, but...
Murray dances.
Erica loves the drag. She can't get enough of the drag, drag. Oh, yeah, Ducky is back.
Shh, I told you I don't want to upset Mavis. But what are you talking about?
Okay, well, see, Frank got hungry, so no surprise there. But we swam back to the ship, and we found Erica raving about you.
She can't live without you, buddy. It's serious.
You can't deny the zing, baby.
So, Drac, this is great. Now, are you going to make a move on the captain or what?
Yes. Maybe? No. It's been a while. I don't even know where to start.
It's easy, Drac. Just make some small talk.
Remember to smile.
Look into her eyes.
Keep it casual.
Say something funny.
Ask her where her parts are from.
Oh, and say that her wrappings look nice.
You like coffins.
Compliment her. Your neck looks delicious.
Here she comes. Okay, Drac, hit it.
Dracula faces Erica.
Your delicious neck wrappings are in a nice coffin. Would you like to see my parts?
His friends stare.
Yes, I'd love to go out with you.
What?
What?
Cantina, midnight. Don't be late.
Erica heads off. A goofy smile spreads across Dracula's face. His friends grin as well. Watching his parents walk away, Dennis turns to Winnie.
Phew, that was a close one.
Tinkles smells something and follows the scent.
Wait, Tinkles,
stop
come
it,
back!
Tinkles, stop!
Dennis and Winnie follow Tinkles. The massive puppy squeezes into the hallway with a secret door. He presses his nose against the wall panel and it opens.
Tinkles, stop!
Wait!
No!
Dennis and Winnie follow Tinkles through the hidden door and below deck. Tinkles slides down the pole. In his quarters, Van Helsing looks up from a book. Tinkles stops outside the entrance and barks, spewing slobber.
Tinkles,
I've been found! You'll never get me!
monster!
Tinkle, stop!
Dennis morphs into a bat and pulls Tinkles away by the tail. In his quarters, Van Helsing peeks out from behind an overturned table. He opens the door and views the slobber-covered area beyond.
Ooh.
A wide view shows the cruise ship on the open sea. Underwater, the propeller stops.
Hey, everybody. We are pulling up to our next stop, the deserted island. It's time to get lost on the beach, and we hope you'll find yourself some fun and relaxation.
On the island.
Woohoo! Beach time!
Johnny, you go set everything up. And Dad, you go get in line for the snow cones.
You know, actually, I was thinking you and Johnny should spend some time together. What do you call it again? Date night?
Date night?
What are you gonna do?
Well, I thought me and the guys would take this opportunity to spend some quality time with Dennis.
Oh, okay, that's a great idea. Come on, Johnny.
Date night.
Date night!
Some monsters swim and others lounge on the deserted island. Blobby takes a part of himself and shapes it into an umbrella. He puts the baby Blobby on his head, then creates a pair of sunglasses for each of them.
Okay, here you go.
Wayne tosses a ball into the water. Wanda fetches the ball and hurries back to the beach.
Good girl!
I got this one!
She tosses the ball and Wayne fetches it. Wayne returns to shore. He spits the ball onto the sand. Wayne and Wanda's eyes widen.
What was that?
It sounds like our children.
It is our children.
Run!
The wolf pups stampede across the beach.
Frank, would you rub some moonscreen on my back before I get burned?
Wait, 1 second, honey. The kids buried me in the sand.
Winnie and Dennis carry one of Frank's arms past his head. Frank's other hand hops over to Eunice and rubs cream on her back.
Thanks, honey.
At the island bar, Mavis and Johnny sit at a table. A set of large, toothy jaws surrounds them.
Isn't this place amazing? Whoa, the menu is in a bottle. Genius! Isn't that awesome, honey?
Mavis stares off.
What? Oh, sorry. I was just thinking about my dad. Don't you think he's acting weird lately?
Not really. Besides having a huge crush on the captain.
What?
Oh, yeah. The love boat is definitely making another run.
No way. He's my dad.
I know, right? It's weird. When my parents kiss, I still close my eyes.
I guess I never thought about him with anyone besides my mom.
You're cool with it, though, right?
Of course. I want him to be happy.
Totally.
Mavis fiddles with a drink umbrella.
Totally.
In a cantina, a band of fishmen performs. A monster approaches the bar.
Buenas noches, mi amigo. Have you a beverage to quench me of my parchment?
Yes, of course, Mr. Chupacabra.
The bartender serves him a live goat sitting in a martini glass.
Muchas gracias.
Chupacabra takes the glass and leaves. A fishman server crosses the restaurant. Wearing a white outfit with a pattern of yellow flowers, Erica meets Dracula. He wears a pair of white slacks and a colorfully patterned shirt. They gaze at each other.
You look ravishing.
Oh, thank you. I just...
Using magic, Dracula pulls her stool out. Dracula sits down, crosses his legs, and gives her a sly look. His expression becomes concerned and he slumps.
So, does Captain Erica have a last name?
Guacamole!
Erica Guacamole? That's so international.
No, guacamole for us to share. Oh, how beautiful is that full moon tonight. Look, right behind you.
As Dracula turns, Erica pulls out a small bottle of garlic oil and pours it over the guacamole. Mm.
The food here is to die for.
She stuffs guacamole-covered chips into Dracula's mouth. Dracula chews and swallows.
Holy moly, that was a lot of guacamole.
Are you feeling all right?
Totally fine. Why?
No reason.
Dracula's stomach trembles.
There must have been the garlic in the guacamole.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Isn't that deadly for you?
No. It's just that I'm garlic intolerant.
Erica watches excitedly. Dracula wears an embarrassed grin.
Was that you?
In the ocean, Mavis and Johnny surf on dolphins.
Oh, yeah! Dolphin surfing!
Later, they walk together on the beach. Johnny spots a large sandcastle.
Whoa!
Hi, Mama! Hi, Papa!
Hey, hey!
Oh! Hey there!
Howdy-ho!
Hi.
Is my dad in there, too?
The monsters hide.
Don't worry, I'm over here. Blah, blah, blah.
No, Papa Drac's not here. He's on his date.
Date?
In the cantina, Dracula wears an ashamed expression.
Please, forgive me. I'm just very nervous, you see. I haven't had a date since my wife died.
Erica looks up.
How old was your daughter?
She was just an infant.
It was hard being a single dad, but I did my best.
Erica regards him, then glances off.
I never knew my mother either, or my father.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Who raised you?
My great-grandfather. I basically grew up on this ship.
That's why you're a captain.
Yeah, it's all I've ever known. It was just expected. You know, a family thing.
I understand. Family is everything. You have to honor the past. But we make our own future.
Erica and Dracula gaze at each other with hopeful smiles. They slowly lean their heads across the table.
Dad?
Mavis!
Mavis glares at them.
Johnny!
Johnny eats chips at the table.
Captain Erica and I were just discussing the hospitality industry. You know, just work stuff.
You're working now? This is supposed to be a vacation, a family vacation.
I should really go do captainy things.
Dad, you said you were going to spend time with Dennis.
Dennis? Oh, yeah, you're right. Where is that kid? Denis Savage, you're supposed to be with me. Come on now, kid, it's family time. Quit hiding.
Mavis wears a suspicious look.
What was that about?
You mean your dad's date?
It wasn't a date. It was work stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, Johnny, there is something about that woman I don't trust.
But you want your dad to be happy, right?
Yes. Just not with her.
Woo!
Heads up, honey. This guac is loaded with garlic.
Garlic?
She dips a chip in the guacamole and eats. Her stomach trembles.
Aw, that was a cute tune, honey.
Johnny gazes lovingly at Mavis. Later, the cruise ship pulls away from the island as the sun rises. On deck, Wayne and Wanda run around. They hop on covered lifeboats.
We've been up all night!
Let's stay up all day, too!
Let's get wild!
They bound past Erica. Erica slumps sadly as she walks. Van Helsing's head extends out of a vent pipe.
Erica!
What?
Just where have you been, young lady?
Doing the work.
Wearing that? You were with him. I know it.
Who?
Who? You know who? You've been sneaking around my back trying to kill Dracula again, haven't you?
So what if I have? I am a grown woman. I have the right to kill whoever I want.
It's not just about you. You could have ruined the legacy. What if he discovered who you were?
I know. I wasn't thinking. There's just something about him that just drives me crazy. I see him and I want to...
Punch him?
I guess. I can't wait to get this over with.
Don't worry. It won't be long now. Once you recover the instrument of destruction, no one can stop us. Not even Dracula!
Excuse me.
Spice!
Van Helsing blows darts at Wayne and Wanda. They collapse.
Now, quickly, before someone comes!
Erica shoves the unconscious werewolves down the vent pipe. below deck. Erica tosses Wanda and Wayne into a closet and shuts the door. At night, thick fog hangs over the ocean. The ship travels along. Guests gather.
Everyone assemble on the forward deck. We are arriving at our final destination. From the depths of creation, the mighty city has risen once again. Home to the greatest monster civilization the world has ever known, far surpassing Athens and Rome in art, culture, and sophistication. I give you the legendary lost city of Atlantis.
Colorful lights glow through the fog. The moon shines through the parting clouds. A colossal tentacle emerges from the ocean. The passengers gape. More giant tentacles rise all around the ship. A tentacle gently lands on the ship and the creature's head surfaces.
It's a giant kraken!
The kraken sings.
It's a place you gotta be. A thousand leagues beneath the sea. And it's waiting over here for you and me.
The kraken brings the ship to the city.
Gonna take you for a ride. But first you gotta come inside. Get ready for the party's on tonight.
The passengers disembark.
So relax and just unwind. Leave your worries all behind. And get ready for the party's on tonight.
They cross an elevated walkway through a lavish, sea-themed entrance. Golden doors open, revealing a casino staffed by Atlanteans. A statue of Neptune moves its mouth.
Welcome to Atlantis.
The visitors rush to the bar and various gambling tables. A tentacled monster pulls many slot machines at once. One lands on three singing krakens. Lobby shakes dice inside himself and spits them on a craps table.
It's party time!
Through a window, the kraken winks.
Ooh, I am so excited!
Come to daddy!
Frank watches monsters gamble.
Oh, 28 lag! Ah!
Oh. Eunice glares at him.
Ah! Oh, no, you don't! Last time you gambled, you lost an arm and a leg. Literally. Replacement.
I'll raise your 40. Just
lying. Frank's eyes slide to the back of his head as he watches gamblers.
No gambling. Frank!
Yes, dear, got it, no gambling.
A fish swims on the other side of the glass floor. In disguise, Tinkle slobbers on the glass and chases the fish.
Tinkle, stop! Wait! Stop it, Tinkle!
The dog crashes through slot machines. Dracula joins his friends.
Have you guys seen Mavis? I have to find her.
Why? What's going on?
I'm going to tell her about Erica. I can't lie to my own daughter anymore. She's the most important person in the world to me. I have to tell her the truth.
Dracula spots Erica walking by.
Right after I talk to Erica.
The multi-headed monster peeks at Frank's cards.
Hey.
Another head sneaks behind him.
All right, I'm
Frank,
all...
Frank, are you sure you know what you're doing?
I got this. I'm all in.
Johnny stares at fish outside the window.
Johnny, have you seen my dad?
Maybe he's with Bob.
Why would he be with Bob?
Bob's a great guy.
Oh, there he is.
Who, Bob?
Mavis spots Dracula. She frowns as she notices Erica sneaking into a curtained-off area. A sign reads, "Caution, construction." Following her, Dracula wears a curious expression. Mavis follows. Tinkle swims by the window near Johnny.
There he is! Hi, Bob!
Johnny runs into a column. Wearing a brown, wide-brimmed hat and a backpack, Erica looks down a stone staircase. She descends. Dracula peers down after her. He follows Erica with a thoughtful look. In her bat form, Mavis looks down the staircase as well. She flies after them. Erica proceeds down some more steps, then comes upon a carved face on the stone wall. She smiles. Erica turns its stone eyes, and the face retracts into the wall, then splits open. Erica looks inside before leaping through. As the stone face closes and settles back into place, Dracula approaches and studies it. He carefully turns the eyes, revealing the secret entrance. Dracula steps through and falls into a large chamber. He halts in midair, then hides as Erica glances back. She continues forward. Still in bat form, Mavis flies past the carved face. She stops and presses her ear to it. She peeks through a crack. Mavis tugs on the rocky nose, then hits it. The small bat hangs beneath the nose. Mavis curls her wings in different formations, taking the shape of various mustaches on the stone face. Mavis squeezes through an opening in the mouth. Deeper in the ruins, Erica lowers herself down a narrow gap between two rocky walls. Dracula floats silently after her. A rat spots Mavis and hisses at it. Looking annoyed, Mavis punches it. Erica enters a cavern where part of a large statue's face sticks out from a pool of water. Dracula walks upside down on the ceiling behind her. Standing at the edge of the pool, Erica takes off her jacket. Dracula covers his eyes. He peeks out as Erica drops the jacket. Wearing a sleek white suit, she marches into the shallow water. Dracula watches as Erica goes into the nose of the ruined statue and slips underwater. Dracula picks up her jacket and gazes at the statue. Underwater, Erica swims into a flooded chamber. She emerges at a stone staircase flanked by towering statues of warriors holding spears. She gazes to the top of the stairs.
There it is.
A large stone hand holds the instrument of destruction, which resembles tentacles. Dracula quietly peeks out of the pool. Erica steps onto a stone panel, and an axe flies at her from the wall. Erica opens her eyes to find Dracula holding the axe. He throws it away.
You saved my life.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
I just can't believe you would do that for a human.
Humans? Monsters? What's the difference?
Yeah, right. Right. Wait, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, you know, vampires can predict the future, so I knew you would need my help.
Ha! Huh. Never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. It's a well-known fact. What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I'm here to get that. Yeah, it's a family heirloom. Yeah, it was lost at sea, and my great-grandfather was totally obsessed with getting it back. So, anywho, thanks for saving my life, but I can take it.
She triggers another booby trap, and Dracula saves her from another axe.
Gotta be a little more careful. How many times can you save my life, right?
I don't know. Every time?
Really? Well, then...
Erica leaps to a step and flames erupt around her. Dracula picks her up and the flames go out. Erica smiles, then jumps to a higher step, triggering a statue to fling its spear. Dracula dances Erica to safety. Her foot triggers another booby trap, but Dracula pulls her away. They dance up the steps, avoiding more giant spears. They gaze at each other. More booby traps launch many darts and arrows into Dracula's head and body. Erica smiles. Dracula twirls her away, and a spiked ball lands on him. He lifts it. Erica dances up the stairs, and Dracula follows. Snakes fly from a trap and bite the vampire's arms. Dracula twirls the snakes around himself as he calmly dances after Erica. She reaches the top of the steps and poses with a flourish. Erica smiles at the relic and the stone hand above her.
Oh, that was incredible.
She turns to Dracula, still covered in darts, arrows, and snakes. He and Erica share a warm smile.
Don't you want to get your family heirloom thingy?
Oh, right.
She climbs up the carved hand and retrieves the instrument of destruction.
Got it!
The fingers close and the entire chamber shakes. Debris crumbles from the ceiling. Dracula grabs Erica and speeds down the stairs. They pass booby traps and falling rubble. As the chamber collapses, Dracula dives into the pool and zooms through the flooded ruins. They emerge through the statue's nose and land next to the pool. With an amused look, Erica spots an axe in Dracula's head.
Oh, here. Let me get that for you.
Mavis enters to find Erica holding the axe.
Dad!
Mavis!
What are you doing to my father?
Mavis levitates Erica.
Mavis, stop! Put her down!
No, she's trying to hurt you. Why can't you see that?
Because I zinged.
Mavis lets her go.
What?
I zinged with Erica.
No, that can't be true. You only zing once.
That's what I thought, too.
Zing? What's a zing?
Well, it's a thing for monsters. It's kind of like our love at first sight.
What? No. No. You don't even know me.
Well, not yet, but we're
no,
just...
No, you don't understand. I can't be with you. I could never be with someone like you. I could never be with a monster.
Erica puts the relic into her backpack and walks away. Dracula wears a somber expression.
Dad, I'm so sorry.
It doesn't matter. You heard what she said.
He sadly walks away. Mavis gazes after her father.
But a zing never lies.
On the ship, Erica slides down the pole outside Van Helsing's door. She grips the door handle, then hesitates before turning it.
Ah! You got it!
Yes. The old man takes out the relic.
Now that we have the instrument of destruction, our family legacy will be fulfilled. But first, we'll draw them in. The dance party! I love the dance!
Van Helsing plays a record on a phonograph. He swings his arms and wheels his clunky mechanical body around as he bobs his head. Erica gazes sadly out the window. In his room, Frank uses crab claws in place of his hands.
Frank, could you sit me up? We're gonna be late.
Where did you get those?
Here's the funny thing. I lost my hands. Gambling, but it's no big deal. Look, I got these from the seafood buffet. Look at this. Click, 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 click. I kind of like them. I like them.
A floating brain scrubs itself in a shower. A witch puts on glowing bracelets. She admires them, then frowns. Smiling, she uses her wand to make her whole body glow. Monsters move through the casino. Baby Blobby holds an animal balloon and it pops. As the child cries, Blobby uses a chunk of himself to form a Blobby puppy. His child hops joyfully. The visitors stop at a tunnel illuminated by fish with glowing antennae.
Ah, I guess the party's this way.
The excited guests head down the tunnel. Wearing glow stick jewelry, they gaze at the shining fish outside the glass walls. Among them, Dracula sulks.
Let's get this party started right!
They stop at a sheer drop over the ocean.
I thought they said the party was this way.
Confused, some of the monsters look around. They turn their gazes to the ocean surface. Spotlights shine from under the water. Close to Atlantis, a small island rises out of the ocean with a massive stadium-like party venue on top. A golden clamshell opens, revealing an Atlantean in a DJ booth. Johnny stares in awe.
DJ in a clamshell? I'm so jealous.
As the island rises, sections of a bridge rise next to it. The completed bridge connects Atlantis to the nightclub. Bright dance floor spotlights turn on. Cheering, Johnny and the monsters rush toward the club. They gaze up at the DJ. The glowing witch dances on her levitating broom. Murray cheers as he grooves. Blobby gets bounced around the dance floor like a beach ball. A Yeti tosses Griffin and the Invisible Woman. Dracula wears a dreary look as he dances alone. Dancing with Johnny, Mavis watches her father.
I can't believe my dad zinged with someone who's trying to kill him.
Yeah, the zing makes you do crazy things.
Really, Johnny?
What's most important to understand is that love is an infinite enigma that is beyond our understanding. You and I were two halves, a world apart. But then we followed the strands of destiny and were brought together, and our halves made one whole.
But what if she and he...
You must release all the negativity and look within. Your bond is unbreakable.
Mavis looks down in thought.
You're right, honey. Wow. Thanks.
Whoa, you sounded pretty smart, Dad.
Oh, that? Yeah, it was just the philosophy of Sifu Singh from my favorite TV show when I was a kid, Kung Fu Shaolin Monk Master. Anyways, let's get back to dancing.
Cool.
Dennis and Winnie dance side by side. Mavis approaches Dracula.
Dad, you have to talk to Erica.
What?
I know what I said before, but maybe I overreacted a teensy bit. It's just the thought of losing you.
What? What are you talking about? Losing me?
Well, obviously, after you get married, you're gonna live on a ship and travel around the world.
Whoa, slow down, Mavis. There are two things I can promise you. One, nothing can ever take me from you and all my family. Two, I will never live on a boat.
Mavis smiles. Dracula hugs her.
You're my cute little tarantula. How could I ever leave you?
Now, seriously, go talk to her.
I can't. You heard what she said. She could never be with someone like me.
No, Dad. You're just a half, and you have to follow your destiny to find an infinite whole.
You sound like Johnny.
Point is, you can't deny Zing. Monster, human, unicorn, it doesn't matter. So go to her, now!
Dracula smiles.
Okay, I'm on it.
The lights shut off.
Hey, man, you're not allowed up here. The DJ booth is a sacred...
Van Helsing throws the DJ from the booth. Van Helsing's face appears on the DJ booth tower. Tinkle snarls.
No, Tinkle's quiet.
Who is this?
Ha, I know you recognize me. Your greatest rival.
Oh, right. You own that Holiday Inn down by the airport.
No, it is I, Abraham Van Helsing.
Van Helsing? After all these years, you look awful.
Always with the quick insults. Well, this will shut you up and all monsters.
That's just Erica's family heirloom thingy.
Good one, Erica.
Erica?
You fool. Not only is she the ship's captain, but she also happens to be... Wait, you tell him.
Erica looks guilty.
I'm his great-granddaughter. I'm Erica Van Helsing.
I knew there was something wrong with her.
What? See what happened?
Now that we're all caught up, let's get back to the dying. Behold, the key to the demise of all monsters.
Van Helsing opens the relic and pulls out a scroll. He unfurls it. The leather page contains sheet music. He sets it on a keyboard, then cracks his knuckles.
Let's see, right?
Van Helsing plays the keyboard.
Listen to the melody of your destruction.
He glances at an audio mixer.
Ooh, what's this little doodad do?
He turns the dial.
Yeah!
A descending view goes underwater. On the seafloor, the Kraken sleeps in a giant bed. His eyes open and bounce to the music. A red glow intensifies and the Kraken's eyes become fiery orange. Behind the DJ booth, the Kraken slowly rises.
Hey, look, it's the Kraken!
The creature bares his jagged teeth menacingly. His shadow looms over the dance floor. Van Helsing plays faster.
Everybody out, now!
Everyone flees. The Kraken destroys part of the bridge with his enormous tentacle. The monsters stop at the edge as the Kraken destroys the remainder of the bridge.
Let's
running back!
They rush back into the club. Murray pulls Griffin to safety as the Kraken's tentacle swings down. The tentacle drags downward, splitting the club and island in half. The Kraken opens his jaws wide. Dennis and Rooney flee, but a tentacle grabs them. Tinkles bites the tentacle, freeing the kids. The Kraken smashes parts of the dance floor as a group of monsters hurries back and forth. Blobby flees. He grabs Baby Blobby and the Blobby puppy as they near an edge. In slow motion, a massive tentacle swings over Blobby and causes an explosion. Blobby looks to Dracula.
This has to stop now!
Drac, no!
The Kraken catches Dracula in midair. Dracula struggles against the strong grip. He morphs into a bat and flies away, but the Kraken grabs him. He morphs back and the Kraken tightens the grip.
Dad!
The Kraken grabs Mavis.
Mavis!
Time for the immortal Dracula to die!
Erica watches with a conflicted expression as Van Helsing continues playing the keyboard. The Kraken lifts Dracula higher and ensnares him with more tentacles.
Dad!
Mavis struggles against the Kraken's grip. The Kraken shoves Dracula down into his tangled tentacles. Erica watches.
No!
Erica!
Erica runs across the dance floor, then dashes up one of the tentacles.
Bob! Help!
Tinkles charges and his hat falls off. Mavis spots it.
Tinkles? Dennis?
Oh, no! Bob is Tinkles? How did he get here? But thank goodness he did! Let's walk!
Tinkles flips Erica onto his back. She rides the large puppy up the Kraken's long tentacle. The beast continues to tighten his grip around Dracula. Erica looks worried as Tinkles launches her into the air. She flips and kicks the Kraken's glowing orange eye. The Kraken releases Dracula, who plummets. Erica sprints down a tentacle, then leaps toward Dracula. She catches the unconscious vampire and slides down a tentacle with him in her arms. Erica lands on the broken dance floor and tumbles over the edge. She clings to the ledge with one hand and holds onto Dracula with her other. Hanging off the dance floor, she looks to Van Helsing in the DJ booth.
You can't do this! You're wrong about monsters!
Dracula, he saved my life.
What?
I'm so sorry, Drac. I was trying to kill you this whole time, but then I realized how wrong I was. How wrong all of this is. And then I singed.
Dracula wakes.
Zing! What's a zing?
It's a monster thing. You wouldn't understand.
It's like true love.
The Kraken hits the dance floor, causing them to fall.
Well, I guess the legacy ends with me. That's an awkward ending.
Nope! It's time to start a new legacy.
A monster human legacy.
Dracula holds Erica.
No!
The Kraken's tentacle slams into them.
Drac! Van Helsing's beats are controlling the giant octopus thingy. If there's one thing I hate, it's an evil DJ. We need positive energy.
Grabbing his backpack, Johnny rapidly sets up his DJ equipment.
Get ready for a DJ battle!
You just carry all that stuff around with you?
Once a bar mitzvah DJ, always a bar mitzvah DJ. We're gonna use good music to defeat his evil music.
What?
Trust me, I know the tunes, but you've got the power! All right, okay. Opening song needs to be off the shizak. Ooh, got it! Play this!
Using magic, Dracula touches Johnny's laptop.
I'm picking up
Johnny dances. Monsters continue to flee from the Kraken. The creature grabs the dragon-like Hydra monster. The Kraken's eyes stop glowing. He sets the multi-headed monster down and starts dancing.
What is that noise?
Van Helsing spots Dracula at Johnny's DJ booth.
Whoa! I like this one! This feels good!
The fool!
Van Helsing resumes playing. The Kraken's eyes bounce, then switch back to the orange glow. He swings a tentacle downward. Mavis spots Sunny in its path. Mavis catches multiple monsters in midair, but misses the werewolf pup. Erica rescues Sunny. She grins at Mavis, who smiles back.
Whoa! His music is too powerful! We're gonna need something even more positive! Now, Drac!
Dracula touches the laptop. Johnny sways gently. The others turn and look up at the Kraken. The Kraken's eyes return to normal and he smiles.
Be happy. Don't worry.
Really?
Be happy.
It has a nice message.
The Kraken sways with a dazed expression.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Van Helsing glares.
I've had enough of this nonsense!
He resumes playing and the Kraken's eyes shift back to the menacing glow. The Kraken dives below water. Dracula and Johnny look down nervously. The Kraken wraps his tentacles around the entire island, crushing part of it. The Kraken lifts Johnny, his DJ equipment, and Dracula toward his mouth.
Johnny, we need the most brain-dominating, toe-tapinating song in the history of all the universe.
Johnny scrolls through his music library.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where is it? Where is it?
The Kraken opens his fangs.
I don't know. There's too many choices.
The Kraken pulls them toward his mouth.
No, wait.
This is it.
Dracula touches the laptop as the Kraken eats them. Confused, the Kraken looks around. The monsters look upward.
What the?
The Kraken's eyes return to normal. He sticks out his tongue where Johnny does a dance routine beside Dracula and his DJ equipment. Dracula stares at Johnny. Vlad stares from below.
Boy, that stinks.
The Kraken lowers Dracula and Johnny back down to the broken dance floor where the other monsters stand.
It's working!
The Kraken does the Macarena.
Hey, Johnny's corny music is defeating the evil music. I kind of like it.
Vlad does the Macarena. The witches and other monsters join in.
Macarena!
Van Helsing wears a furious look. He frantically plays the keyboard as the monsters dance. The wedded sheet music splits itself into pieces. It bounces to the music, then shreds. Van Helsing frowns. In unison, the monsters move their hips. Tinkles dances behind Winnie and Dennis. Dracula shrugs, then joins the synchronized dance. His cape also dances. Van Helsing's mechanical body moves to the music.
I'm a slave to the rhythm!
He falls out of the DJ booth and plummets. Erica turns.
No!
Dracula morphs into a bat.
Drac, what are you doing?
You gotta be greater than the haters.
Dracula catches Van Helsing.
Huh?
He lifts Van Helsing out of the deep ravine and back to the broken dance floor. Dracula transforms and holds Erica's hand.
Why? Why after everything? Would you save my life?
Because basically we are all the same. Claws or hands, two eyes or three eyes.
Green skin.
Gold skin.
Prickly.
Brainy.
Van Helsing looks around with a guilty expression.
I'm sorry.
He smiles meekly. Tinkles licks and slobbers all over Van Helsing.
Amazing.
Gazing at Dracula, Erica zings. His eyes twinkle as well. Winnie walks up to Dennis. He looks away with a nervous gaze. She presses her head against his.
Look at me, Dennis. Look at me. Come on, you can't deny it.
No, I'm too young to zing.
Winnie chases after Dennis. Van Helsing glances around sheepishly.
I feel kind of silly now.
For decades, I have hunted your kind, persecuted you.
The monster scowled at him.
The only thing I can do to make it up to you is give you a 30% refund.
Oh, we're preposterous.
Oh, all right. Full refund.
The cruise ship pulls away from Atlantis. The Kraken emerges from the ocean and waves. In the Hotel Transylvania lobby, monsters mill about. Tinkle slides to a halt and stares down at the blobby puppy. The dog circles and sniffs the tiny blob. He growls and the blobby puppy yaps back. Tinkle flees. Wayne and Wanda enter with their children.
Wayne, Wanda, what happened to you guys?
Yeah, we like hardly saw you on the cruise.
Yeah, I know. We got tranquilized and spent most of the trip locked in a closet.
We're going to book it again for the holidays.
Griffin and the Invisible Woman react with confusion. A fish man approaches Mavis at the front desk.
Hi, checking in?
Yes, thank you.
Great, I have a room all ready for you.
She glances off and smirks.
Hey, buddy, would you mind?
Sure thing, pal.
Frank uses his claw hand to open a beverage for Murray. Dracula and Erica sneak onto an elevator, which rises to the top floor. Dracula eagerly leads Erica by the hand onto the roof. They sit together.
Okay, what's going on, Sneaky Pants?
Oh, nothing. It's just I wanted to make sure nobody would bother us.
Oh, why? Are you going to suck on my blood, blah, blah, blah?
No. I was going to ask you if you would marry me.
He opens a box, revealing a shiny spider ring.
Well, what do you say? Will you marry me?
Erica stiffens.
I whoopi de ba doopi?
The spider widens its eyes.
Huh?
I mean, I whoopi doopi de?
Dracula frowns. His friends look over the rooftop.
What did he say?
I'm not sure.
Erica stares at him, then smiles.
Yes!
Dracula grins. The spider ring crawls onto Erica's finger. She regards the ring with a smile. Erica and Dracula hug. In 2D animation, a gremlin pulls a red curtain down, but it rolls back. The gremlin presses a red button and the curtain lowers. The end. Credits appear as the two-dimensional animation continues, directed by Genndy Tartakovsky. Bubbles rise. In a bubble, Dracula looks at his phone. He startles, then flees. Produced by Michelle Mardaka, PGA. The letter O becomes Erica's magnified eye as she looks through a telescope. Written by Genndy Tartakovsky and Michael McCullers. Erica gets into her fish-shaped submersible and speeds off. Dracula uses magic, but a letter drops onto his head. Adam Sandler. A gremlin rolls a bowling ball into the letters. Johnny stands at turntables and Mavis lounges nearby. Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez. A gremlin laughs and holds a plug. Mavis scares him away and plugs it back in. Frank drives with Eunice. They crash and car parts go flying. Now Eunice drives Frank, who functions like a car. Kevin James, Fran Drescher. Wayne and Wanda dance by. Steve Buscemi, Molly Shannon. Gremlins suck the words into a vacuum, which explodes. Griffin and Murray run by. The mummy's wrapping falls off. David Spade, Keegan-Michael Key. Van Helsing and Erica fly an aircraft, dragging a banner. Jim Gaffigan, Catherine Hahn. Tinkles unfurls his tongue, revealing Dennis and a fish man. Asher Blinkoff, Chris Parnell. The dog rolls him up in his tongue. The Kraken rolls the dog up in his tongue. He burps and a bubble contains the Invisible Woman. Joe Jonas, Chrissy Teigen. Vlad steps out of a doorway. And Mel Brooks. A gremlin paints over the image and the paint falls away.
Can't be patient.
Co-producer Carrie A. Smith.
Need no
With a fishing pole, gremlins reel in Van Helsing. He plays a clunky contraption containing piano keys. Music by Mark Mothersbaugh. DJ music by Tiesto. Editor Joyce Aristia, ACE. Wanna float away with you. In her submersible, Erica looks through the periscope and spots Dracula moonbathing. Production designer Scott Wills. Van Helsing blocks the moonlight with an aircraft. Visual effects supervisor Michael Ford. An arrow destroys the aircraft and it flies into the gremlin archer. Art director Kristen Schellewald. Turn over that ocean. A gremlin submersible hits Erica's. The gremlin craft breaks apart. Character designer Craig Kelman. The cruise ship floats into view. Head of layout, Tom Bruno Jr. The cruise ship starts to sink. Inside, a gremlin stands by an open hatch. The Kraken plugs it. Senior animation supervisor Alan Hawkins. Supervising animators, Chad Ellis, Tim Kallock, Sebastian Capijampanga, Toby Peterson, Jose Luis Yado Porquier, Matt Shepard, Kelsey Wagner, production manager Kristen Rodell, digital producer Genevieve West, CG supervisors Benjamin Aguillon, Clara Chan, Patrick Cohen, Dylan Gottlieb, Pablo Holzer. Holding each other close, Erica and Dracula smile. She pulls down a black curtain blocking our view. Credits roll. Cast. Adam Sandler as Dracula. Andy Samberg as Jonathan. Selena Gomez as Mavis. Kevin James as Frankenstein.